Amid swirling speculation about the future of coach Ange Postecoglou, the Socceroos are still in the running to qualify for the World Cup, but only just. Tim Cahill's header in the dying minutes of extra time gave them a narrow goal aggregate victory over Syria. And it was a game that stopped the hearts of football fans, with a Syrian shot on goal in the final seconds narrowly missed. To discuss the match, I spoke to ABC Grandstand's Ned Hall. Ned, what do you make of their performance last night?
I think it was very disappointing, and I think there was a lot of surprise around the selections, and then to go a goal down early in the game. They made it a lot harder than it really should have been. Syria ranked 75 in the world. They've never been this far in a World Cup qualifying tournament. And if Australia's got aspirations of doing anything at a World Cup finals, they should be able to put these teams away. It's been a disappointing campaign all the way through, in the sense that Australia shouldn't really be in the playoffs, that they should be good enough to qualify directly from the top couple of places in their group in the Asian qualifying sector. So to find themselves in the playoffs is disappointing. And I think the game against Syria really showed their weaknesses. Taking chances, creating chances, that's the biggest problem they've had throughout this campaign.
Did Syria perform better than expected, in your view?
They did. They defended fairly stoutly. They took their chance when it came to them early on in the game, and they always looked a threat on the break. Australia absolutely dominated possession, but Syria allowed them to, and were happy to sit back and invite the Australians onto them. Australia didn't, again, create that many clear-cut chances for all the possession they had in the game. So Syria tactically did a very good job. They came to do a particular way of playing and stuck to their task very well, and very, very nearly stole it right at the death as well. It's worth remembering that free kick in the 119th minute of the tie. If that was the other side of the post, Australia would be out of the World Cup.
Tim Cahill, he's being hailed as a hero again, but he is 37 years old. How much longer can Australia rely on him?
Well, it's interesting because earlier this year, Australia played some friendlies down in Melbourne. They played against Brazil. A lot of people were hailing that as a farewell to Tim Cahill, that the last time you'd see him in a Socceroos shirt on Australian soil. It felt like he might be moving out of the national team, and Ange Postecoglou had fresh ideas, the likes of Tommy Juric having surpassed Cahill, and that he'd be the main choice now up front, and Cahill might not make it through to the World Cup next year. I think he's shown that the team can't do without him, certainly over these last two ties. He takes chances, and that's the big difference between Cahill and anybody else in the Australian setup who could replace him. When there's half a chance, Tim Cahill seems to find the back of the net. 50 international goals, 25 have come from his head, and even at the age of 37, he's still got that ability to pop up in the right place at the right time. It's amazing that he's still able to do it, but I think Australia needs him to be at the World Cup finals next year if they qualify.
ABC Grandstand's Ned Hall.